Welcome to a special episode of the Dubcast, the official interspecies wrestling podcast. Ben Gordon, joined by Mike Roch and Ed Wood. And since the last time we put up a Dubcast, we've suffered a pretty huge loss in the world of professional wrestling with the death of Macho Man Randy Savage. And whenever you lose someone, it makes you think about some other people that have been an important part of your life that you've lost as well. And a lot of people in the interspecies wrestling family have suffered some pretty huge losses within the past couple of months. And I know Mike wanted to say some words about him. So, Mike, the floor is yours.
Well, you know, this is my first chance to really get to talk about this, because before, every time I mention the guy's name, I'd tear up and end up crying like a baby. But basically, a lot of people are aware of the fact that, you know, on April 1st, 2011, we lost probably one of the most integral people to interspecies wrestling as a whole, and one of the best friends, you know, a lot of us have ever had, in Frank Morin, a.k.a. Stinky the Homeless Guy. You know, interspecies wrestling is about fun, and you know, this isn't my way to get famous or to make money or anything, because you know what? It's done nothing for me except provided, you know, hours upon days upon years of fun. And with him gone, it's a lot less fun now. But in his memory, of course, we're going to keep things going, and we're going to dedicate every single thing we do from here on out to Frank. You know, and on July 23rd, we're going to have a very special tribute to him. This night is for him. Every other night we ever have is for him. You know, we lost somebody amazing, and, you know, it just sucks. Yeah, I'm starting to get all choked up here. But not only are we dedicating everything we do to him from now on, but there's also going to be a very, very, very big fundraising event in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada in August, and all proceeds will be donated in Frank's name to the Canadian Cancer Society.
That's definitely going to be something that we'll keep everyone aware of as more details come out. And unfortunately, you know, the ISW family did suffer another pretty huge loss in when we lost Larry Sweeney.
I don't know how many people are aware of this, but on the first ever Interspecies Wrestling show, Larry Sweeney played a big part in that show. He brought the ICWA Texarkana television title to Canada, and it was the only title defended on the show, and it added, like, prestige to the show, in my opinion. He faced off against Twiggy, and Twiggy actually defeated him for the title, winning his first ever title in professional wrestling, and it was also the first time Sweeney ever lost that belt. And, you know, I didn't know Sweeney too well, but in my interactions with him, he was nothing but great, and we were approached by some of his friends recently. He has a lot of friends on the Interspecies Wrestling roster, but a couple in particular approached us in regards to putting on a tribute match. And knowing that my partner in crime, my baby mama, Ed Wood, is a big fan and was actually a personal friend of Larry Sweeney's, I thought we should definitely do it.
Well, you know, I was a personal friend of Larry Sweeney's. You know, we met in several times in person, and we kept in touch with each other over the internet many, many times. It's like I said to some people on our good friends over on the program with Matt and Ben. You know, people need, you know, ways to deal with their sadness and everything like that. And, you know, paying tribute to these athletes is just one way of doing it. I'm doing it because, you know, he was a personal friend of mine, and I know the people that approached us to do it will give the fans some of the closure that they might be looking for. Even the guys that are going to be participating in it, it's going to bring some closure for them too, I'm sure. And I'm really looking forward to it. And please feel free to come up and say hi to me at the show.
So whether or not you knew them as Frank Morin and Alex Wybrow, or you knew them as Stinky the Homeless Guy and Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney, we are definitely going to miss them, and we hope you can come out on July 23rd and help us pay tribute to both of them in the only way that we know how. So with that being said, why don't we get things going here on the Dubcast? King of the Ring, it's coming fast, folks. The new episode of the Dubcast happening right now. I'm Ben Gordon, once again joined by El Presidente of Interspecies Wrestling, Mike Roch.
Yo.
And the baby mama of ISW, Ed Wood.
I'm typing really loud. I'm a loud typer.
You really are a
you
loud typer.
You are beating the fuck out of that keyboard.
I am so angry right now. This gay and lesbian Facebook page, I posted that Obama, you know, has been really disappointing, you know, and it's a fact. But these, you know, the militant homosexuals, of course, have to stand up. And they say, oh, you're just ignorant. You know, you only see one side. They don't realize by saying it the way they say it, they're actually doing exactly what they're accusing me of. ignorance is bliss.
Well, if you are ignorant to the fact that Burger King of the Ring is rapidly approaching, then unignorize yourselves and become a part of the movement.
Jesus Christ. Every time somebody says the movement, I think of fucking Johnny Ace cutting a promo in that WXO promotion.
Oh, God.
We are the movement. Fuck you, Johnny Ace. God damn, you suck.
Another match announced for the huge Burger King of the Ring tournament. Frankie Arion and Dan Barry, the first time we'll see them wrestle inside a wrestling ring.
That's right. It's a rematch of sorts. You probably saw what went on at the Border Jam match, as we called it. I know Wood was there.
Border Jam.
Wood was not only there, he was all up in that.
Yeah, he definitely a rough night for Dan Barry and his anus.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe Wood used lube. We don't know.
Maybe. Maybe not. You'll never know.
And I think I'm happier that way.
Or maybe he used Dan Barry's patented sandpaper condom that we heard about last week.
Oof. Oh, Dan Barry's berries are very, very pale.
God damn it. Anyway, Dan Barry versus Frankie Arion should be very, very exciting. You know, both guys got turned away at the border and missed their respective matches at Boner Jam. You know, they both come in here with something to prove. So we said, fuck it, let's put them against each other.
And I mean, already there's animosity building between the two of them. Frankie Arion and Dan Barry's mama may or may not have something going on. I don't know for sure. I'm not going to speculate. But either way, you know, both of them have something to prove. Frankie Arion wants to win that Burger King of the Ring, as does Dan Barry. And Dan Barry wants to get revenge on Frankie Arion for getting butt-fucked by Ed Wood.
This makes me think that, you know, what you just said about Frankie, maybe he should come out to the ring, like, to add insult to injury here, and to that Lonely Island song, Mother Lover.
It's incredibly appropriate. I hope it happens. Frankie Arion and Dan Barry, two very exciting American wrestlers making their mark in interspecies wrestling. Will one of them win Burger King of the Ring? It's definitely possible. I mean, it's a pretty stacked field so far. Two other tournament matches with one to be announced, Pinky Sanchez versus Player Uno, and of course, El Hijo del Bambú taking on Bastion Snow. Mike, what do you think of the field so far? It's definitely unique. And it's hard to pick a favorite.
Ben, I got to tell you, as of right now, I can't pick a favorite. You know, possibly the person everybody's picking right now is you got to believe it's Player Uno. Of course, the man's been at the top of the mountain in interspecies wrestling. He's beaten the best. You know, beaten guys like Kevin Steen, El Generico, Hollow Wicked, you name it. He's beaten them in interspecies wrestling. But you got to look at the brackets right now. Do you realize that the winner of Dan Barry versus Frankie Arion is going to take on the winner of Pinky Sanchez and Player Uno? You take these four guys, and any combination like of two of these four guys is a fucking incredible match.
I personally have seen Dan Barry and Pinky Sanchez mix it up one-on-one, and it was spectacular. I can only imagine how much more ridiculous it would be in an interspecies wrestling ring.
Big time.
Wood, what do you think about the field so far? Who in your eyes has the most upside as far as winning that Burger King Extra Value meal?
Well, there's several people in the match that really got me excited. They, you know, Dan Barry, of course. He's average, but he's an excellent performer. I never did understand the T-shirt that he wears.
Remarkably average.
Exactly. Then, of course, there's Frankie Arion, just a huge talent. We have our Panda Bear, you know, 7 billion pound Panda Bear. You know, he could just dominate anybody. Player Uno, been around for years. There's just so much talent that we can't say. You know, I can't predict with any amount of certainty who's going to win this first ever tournament.
And there's still two more names to be announced. The final match in the Burger King of the Ring tournament will be announced shortly, and then we might be able to do a little bit of bracketology. We might even invite our own Matt Ryan onto the Dubcast to do a little bit of bracketology on it.
Who?
Matt Ryan?
No idea who you're talking about, but maybe we should print out little bracket things for the people and little pencils for them to fill it out.
We could absolutely do that. We could do a little bracketology for everybody. But you know what? In addition to the Burger King of the Ring tournament that ISW is presenting, we're going to be doing a doubleheader. Interspecies Wrestling is not the only thing happening that day, is it, Mike Roach?
That's right, Ben Gordon. You see, July 23rd, not only can you see Interspecies Wrestling, but we're going to be taking part in a doubleheader. That's right, a two-headed monster. And by headed, I mean two big fucking magnificent dicks as we team up with our good friends Beyond Wrestling.
And joining us on the Dubcast right now, the man behind Beyond Wrestling. You may have heard him on the commentary if you're familiar with the product. And if not, well, you'll learn a little bit more about it now. Joining us on the line, Denver, Colorado. What's up, man?
Hey, buddy. What's good?
Not too much, man. So you guys at Beyond Wrestling are doing something that you've never done before, a wrestling show with a crowd. Tell the people about Beyond Wrestling who may not be familiar with it.
Beyond Wrestling started as a vanity project in May of 2009. It was basically me and some other people that I met through wrestling that wanted a safe haven of sorts that we could escape to a few times a year. And, you know, wrestling was an excuse for us to get together. At the time, I was living by Sandusky, Ohio, which is a vacation wonderland in the summer. So there were theme parks and water parks and roller coaster parks and ice cream parks and Rosa parks. And we can basically just get together and have a good old wrestling time. Our events are closed to the public, you know, up until July 23rd. No fans in attendance. It's basically all the other wrestlers standing around ringside rather than in the locker room watching all of their peers as they compete. This atmosphere, whatever reason, appealed to some of these hungry rookies. They came in and they put the rest of the roster on notice. And as we grew as an organization, it became a place for veterans of wrestling to come, you know, to recharge their batteries, to try out new things, to see what would work, what wouldn't work, just to have a good time, you know, a no-pressure setting. And it would give younger wrestlers, you know, an opportunity to sort of cut their teeth, figure out what would work for them, what might not work, and get the feedback from their peers who are actually watching their matches at ringside as opposed to, you know, sipping beer in the back and poking their head through the curtain every 3 minutes.
With all that being said, what is it about now that is leading to you having a show where fans will be allowed to attend?
Well, you know, from the beginning, we have wanted to share the byproducts of our fun weekends with the internet at large. For those who may be interested, because we do some pretty fucking cool stuff. And we moved operations to the East Coast, and I wanted to explore new and better ways to connect Beyond Wrestling with fans. And every new thing that we've tried has failed to an extent, and I'm not happy with that. But again, based on the project, we sort of have this flexibility. You know, we moved to the East Coast. We're trying all these different ways to connect with the fans. Nothing seems to be working. So maybe the time is right. Our good friends at ISW helping us with this event to pull the trigger on running a live show.
And the fans can see that on July 23rd at the Heirloom Arts Arena before the Interspecies Wrestling show. What can you tell us about what's going to be happening on that day at the Heirloom Arts Theater?
Well, sure. I can guarantee that it is going to be the most interactive wrestling show that you've ever been to. I would go so far as to put a money-back guarantee on that promise, because we are going to do everything in our power to maintain the atmosphere that put us on the map. And that means that when you go to the Beyond Wrestling first-ever live event called About Time on July 23rd, you will be thrown right into the middle of all of the wrestlers who will still remain around ringside to watch their peers compete. On top of that, I have a boatload of ideas for contests, different ways that we can hear from our fans and sort of incentivize that. Just today we announced that if you come wearing some Beyond Wrestling merchandise, which you can get on our website, lookmynofans.com, I'm going to be standing at the door ripping tickets, greeting everybody with a shaking grin. Every person that comes wearing Beyond Wrestling merchandise, I'm going to give you a $5 bill, and you can either buy more shit or you can shove it up your ass. I don't care what you do with the money. And, you know, I think people are sort of shunned away from wearing merchandise for the organization that they're supporting at those outings. You know, I'd like to see people wearing the Beyond Wrestling clothes. If you're there to support it, let's see what you got.
Where can the fans find more information about Beyond Wrestling online?
Well, we put up 3 weekly matches at our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Beyond Wrestling. We update frequently at facebook.com/Beyond Wrestling. And our official website is lookmynofans.com, which does not get updated nearly as frequently and is oftentimes down. So I'd say Facebook is definitely the best bet. And we have an event page on Facebook, which shall be getting updated frequently as well.
Very cool. Well, there you have it, folks. You have a chance to see 2 very unique wrestling products on July 23rd. You can be a very big part of Beyond Wrestling's first live event called About Time, again, taking place July 23rd at the Alien March Theater in Danbury, Connecticut. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, man, thank you. And you know what? If we draw lousy and we lose a bunch of money, no big deal, man. We'll keep plugging away and figure out what works best for Beyond Wrestling going forward.
Well, thank you, Denver, and once again, there is an opportunity to get combo tickets to both shows. Save yourself a couple of bucks if you do plan on attending both shows. Check out the Beyond Wrestling About Time Facebook event as well as
either that, or you could actually go to the interspecieswrestling.com contact page, hit me up, and I'll point you towards the right.
Very nice. Interspecieswrestling.com contact page. Contact Mike Roach personally, and he'll save you a couple of bucks. So since we're going to be taking part in a pretty special, you know, doubleheader with some time in between, there will be time for you to view lovely downtown Danbury, or you can just stay put and join us. There's going to be some festivities. I can tell you that the program with Matt and Ben will be providing the live entertainment with a program roadshow. And in addition, you know, to us, there's going to be some more activities. Mike, what can people expect to see in between the shows?
Well, you know, you're going to see all sorts of performers and shit walking around. So it'll be like a meet and greet. And I've heard a rumor that we're going to like tailgate and do a barbecue.
Ooh.
So it's pretty sweet.
I like burgers. I think this will be fantastic. In addition, while the program roadshow is going on live, we will be holding our Fans Bring the Lego Deathmatch Weapon Contest. As announced last week, build and bring the most creative, fucked up weapon of Lego destruction that you can to be used in the big Fans Bring the Lego Deathmatch between Addy Star and Shitty. The very first Fans Bring the Lego Deathmatch in the United States ever. I don't care what anyone says. No one else is going to take it to the level that Interspecies Wrestling is, especially if you bring your Lego weapons.
Oh, can somebody bring a sword made out of Legos so we can stab Matt Ryan?
Stab who?
Matt Ryan.
No idea, man.
Oh, sorry.
But to the winner, you'll have bragging rights. We'll take your picture and put it up on interspecieswrestling.com. We'll
suck your dick.
That's my job.
Ed Wood will suck your dick. You'll get some free ISW merchandise, and you'll get a spot on the Dungeon of Doom, our panel discussion, rapid-fire panel discussion, at the end of our roadshow. It's going to be pretty spectacular. We're going to have interviews. So if you cannot make it to Burger King of the Ring, listen live on cstcnetwork.com. We'll have it all there for you. We may even have a video. I don't know. We're still working on that. But we'll let you know, and it's going to be fun. In between the shows.
Well, you know, we'll definitely have video of the weapon itself because, you know, it'll get used in the match with every other weapon as well.
Absolutely. If you build something, it will be used. If you build it,
we will come
and be broken over heads of people using them to beat the fuck out of each other with. I was a little long-winded, I realize.
Can we bring a bed and sleep with Matt Ryan?
Who?
Who?
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
And while the show is going on, we're going to be doing some, we're going to be giving back as we like to do. You know, we raise a lot of money during our Exact Change Only show for animal charities. We're going to be raising some more money. We're going to be collecting donations, and we're going to be having a bake sale featuring cupcakes once again. It's going to be going to various cancer charities, the Canadian Cancer Society for one, in the name of Frank Morin, Stinky the Homeless Guy, who we mentioned earlier. And anything else to say before we head out, guys?
Good night, Gracie.
ISDub on Twitter, Rachi Kong on Twitter, and Beyond Wrestling on Twitter.
And Ed Wood, they can find you on Twitter at @Ed_Wood_BigMary. I'm saying it because I know you've already forgotten it.
Absolutely.
And I'm at BigBen213 if you choose to add me as well.
Boner Jam is now available on DVD at smartmarkvideo.com.
Absolutely. Buy Boner Jam and buy it now. Buy two copies because you're going to ruin the first one with how many times you play it or with how many times you have sex with it, because it's that good of a show, I guarantee you. Colt Cabana took on Giant Tiger, and lots of crazy shit went down that you would not normally see out of Colt Cabana. And we're going to take this opportunity to say so long for this week on the Dubcast. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Ben Gordon. For Mike Roch and for Ed Wood, thank you for listening to the Dubcast. We will see you later.
This is my jam.
Burger King of the Ring. 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 Burger King of the Ring.